This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're getting a little closer to the time when the U.S. government could default on its debt. President Obama's administration is still talking with Republicans in search of a budget deal and an agreement to raise the federal debt limit that would solve the short-term issue by keeping the government running as normal. But even as those talks continue, some leading economic voices say there is a longer-term problem. It's the question of how to eventually bring down the federal government's massive borrowing. NPR's Andrea Seabrook was in the room yesterday for a meeting where experts argued the fiscal situation is worse than you think.
If you shake the economic eight ball today, this answer will float to the top. Outlook, not so good. The annual conference of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget showed its gravitas from the start, a rare statement from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Perhaps the most important thing for people to understand about the federal budget is that maintaining the status quo is not an option.
No one, said Bernanke, will lend money to a government with endlessly rising debt and stagnant income. Vast change is imperative. Bernanke said this change
could take place through a careful and deliberative process that weighs priorities and gives individuals and firms adequate time to adjust to changes in government programs and tax policies.
Sound like our current government to you? Not to anybody at the conference either. But if Washington waits for a crisis to start fixing things, says Bernanke, it will be much more painful with rising interest rates, collapsing confidence, and possibly another economic slowdown. If that's too wonky an explanation for you, try this.
Here's where we are. If you spend more than you earn, you lose your butt. And if you spend a buck and borrow 41 cents, you gotta be stupid.
That's Alan Simpson, a former Republican senator and one of the co-chairs of the recent Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform. The Simpson-Bowles Report, as it's called, was the first comprehensive fiscal plan for the U.S. government to be put on the table. And negotiating it, says Simpson, was agonizing.
This is a stink bomb in the garden party.
What America faces, said Simpson, is the erosion of the economy, a lower standard of living for adults now and for their children later. So the commission put forth a broad and bold plan, which includes tax increases, spending cuts, and erasing all tax deductions for businesses and banks, for homeowners and parents.
We have felt that we have achieved an astounding success. We have effectively pissed off everybody in America.
A more partisan speech came from House Republican Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
To govern is to actually put an idea on the table, and that's precisely what we did in the House of Representatives.
The Ryan budget fundamentally changes Medicare and Medicaid without raising any taxes. Every Democrat voted nay, and all but four House Republicans voted yay, which led this Democrat to announce,
I'm mystified by the conversation that's going on in Washington. Mystified.
Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, the budget problem is sweeping and universal. Yet Washington is still engaged in tooth and claw partisanship. Bennett says for many Americans, this debate will test whether government can work at all.
They want to know that we're all in it together. So this Washington language that's pitting one group against another group is of no interest. They want to know that we all have something to contribute to solving the problem. And they want it emphatically to be bipartisan.
There was one thing everyone agreed on. The fiscal situation is bad. Really bad. Not just, oh yeah, the budget, it's always messed up. More like, wake up. The country is in danger. If politicians can get it together, the solution won't be pretty either. So these budget heavyweights warned, Americans, brace yourselves. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.